Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Flower gardens are a staple every spring. The bright bursts of color and sweet smells attract people and critters alike. Pollinator plants are popular, not just for their pollination, but also for introducing wildlife like bees and butterflies into the landscape. To better help those insects, we need to talk about flowering period and what types of plants to consider. Springtime is the season most associated with flowers, but caring for pollinators is a year-long event. Right now, we've just crested into spring, and all the bugs are starting to reappear. Most insects will overwinter in nests or in soil. This includes valuable pollinators like bees. To avoid disturbing bees in winter, it is best to wait as long as possible to pull back mulch or disturb the earth. Another option would be to have a section of the garden or a separate bed entirely that you do not disturb at all. Coming into spring, like we are now, many pollinators are either hatching from eggs, emerging from hibernation, or coming back from migration. To help feed these busy workers, make sure the pollinator garden has an early flowering plants like blue star Amsonia, catmint, ninebark, and serviceberry. It pays to have a variety of plants, not just flowers. Trees and shrubs can provide shelter for pollinators as well. Having plants that bloom all year round will be a benefit, not just to the insects, but to the environment. When pollinators don't have a good source of food in the area, they move to where the food is. Now, we've covered spring flowering plants. Summer flowering plants are many, including bee balm, blue wild indigo, viburnums, coreopsis, mimosa, yarrow, ironweed, and butterfly bush, just to name a few. Some of these will also last into fall, which the fall plants will have stonecrop sedum, goldenrod, coneflower, sage, and asters. While not every plant will attract every pollinator, having a wide selection of plants and flowering times can widen the net. This can also be exemplified with milkweed, which feeds young caterpillars in the summer and fall while providing nectar for returning and departing butterflies. There are other beneficial practices that can help maintain pollinator populations. Having a water bath, water feature, or just some source of hydration for them will improve your garden's habitability. Leaving litter or nesting sites in the way of old limbs and trunks can provide space for bees to shelter. Another useful tip is making sure that when you plan the garden, you keep the location away from vehicles or rambunctious animals that might cause damage. Lastly, reducing the amount of pesticide use in the garden will spare your busy bees a chemical bath. It can be a difficult balance navigating a natural habitat and trying to keep control and take care of it. When planting for this and next year, think about flowers for all seasons. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.